Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Ty Klein. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dietz moves to second. two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lanier for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier strikes out. two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Jim Ray Hart now playing left field. Ty Klein now playing first base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Mays reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Mays scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 3 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to third. Hart moves to second. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klein is walked intentionally. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dignan pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.